talked about a lot of different things. Talked insurance, talked easy transitions and easy step and all this stuff. Now we're going to talk solar and then go back into the calamity that we were talking about during the break, which was, should we self-insure? Should we not self-insure? And how do you save money and what insurance companies are doing? But everything that we were talking about during the break and breaks had to do with reducing the monthly payment. And there's no better way to reduce a monthly payment if you have a business with a gigantic facility. What's the minimum size facility that we were talking about?
Well, commercial solar, the economics work for any size building. As far as Nelnet Renewable Energy, we tend to focus on medium to large size projects. So probably for us, it's got to be above 50,000 square feet.
50,000 square feet. So if you're a business...
Of roof, just to be clear. Yeah, we'd clarify that.
Of roof space. So if you have a minimum 50,000 square foot facility, roof space on your facility, and you're looking for creative ways to reduce your energy out expenses. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're into green and want some solar. I was going to say, what's the energy credits, isn't there
SRECs, solar renewable energy credits,
right? Yeah. if you want to go, if you're trying to take care of all of that stuff on a green initiative, whatever your company philosophy is, right? But if you want to save energy and you want to reduce your energy costs, this is probably a good way to investigate if this is an option for you. What should our listeners do, and let's talk about batteries as well.
Yeah, so solar definitely makes sense. There's, just like any industry, the solar industry, construction industry, mortgage, real estate, there's bad players, and solar is not immune to that. So you do have to be careful and have to be knowledgeable and work with someone that is trustworthy. Mm-hmm. But having said that, the economics for solar, and even more so, solar and storage do work for any business. You're going to save money. And we talked about how the insurance industry is changing.
Yep.
The utility industry is changing. So ComEd has already been approved for an increase next year. It's going to hit the commercial side more than the residential side. Capacity charges are increasing ninefold, which for a few businesses where I've already crunched the numbers, their total electric spend will go up 15 to 20%.
So if you're in, think of it, you're in manufacturing, right? 98% of the machines that you have in there all run on power, yeah. More or less, right? And you could have some pneumatics, you could have some gas, but more or less. So the impact's going to be ginormous.
Huge.
So how got a 50,000 square foot building. I'm staring at these bills that are just piling up. What are the steps? Is there a calculator? Do you call it?
So the steps would be, if someone reaches out to me, I'm going to have an initial conversation with them to make sure, it makes sense for their business and they're ready. Ultimately, if they're ready to go and they want to investigate how this works for their business, we look at their electric bills, do an electricity profile assessment, and then from that, we'll determine the optimal solar size system, the optimal battery size system, and from that, we can forecast what their savings would be.
I'm assuming they're mounting this on the roof, right? Like, what if my roof's old? Then how do we navigate that?
Yeah, commercial solar will be either on the roof or on the ground. Some businesses have enough ground space.
Is that ideal? I mean, I've seen it on residential sides, but I mean, I would imagine I'm not penetrating the roof at that point. I'm not susceptible to any issues. So if you have the space, ideally, it would be on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I would say most commercial projects for us have been like 50-50.
Okay.
Half ground mount.
Wow, that's cool.
Mount. Just kind of depends on, every business is a little bit different. Carports are also an option. They tend to be like 30% more expensive.
I've seen that.
But the economics still work.
Tell you what, let's take a quick break, come back on the backside of this to continue the conversation in greater detail. My tongue is not working.
That's okay.
You're
standing. I mean, we'll watch you. If you start sweating and your left arm goes numb, then it's a concern. Then,
right.
Either you ate too much pineapple or we got to worry about something else.
It was moving, but it was like, it was stuck. It was like, I mean, I could feel it in there. It just, nothing was going on around it. Sure. I'm trying to get the words out, but I'm looking at Eric going,
I'm glad you got his name right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I got it right in front of him. Sure. All right, 312. We're going to come back. Eric, we'll come back, talk more about this later. It shifted.
I got it. Right.
The clutch release. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. More with Eric from Nelnet after these messages. So you were talking, Jeremy. We had a break, and I didn't want to get line 13 to go off. It's been a good day. Let's not upset the apple cart.
Sure.
Nextel, you don't want Nextel corporate calling in. All right, so let's leave it alone. Everything's great. You had a question about costs and planning.
On roofs in general, right? So some of those facilities, a lot of, as we service them, Lynn Home services them, they're doing patch repairs, right? On a lot of roofs, you can do that on a commercial application. So how do you pitch a business owner on this initial investment plus the storage plus that they might need a whole new roofing system that could be hundreds of thousands of dollars? How are you pitching that in cost savings?
Yeah, so the decision, the solar acquisition decision, is a huge one. And just, we were talking at breakfast, me and David, and just to put it in perspective, it's an early adopter category. Only 3% of Illinois, only 3% of Illinois' energy comes from renewable energy. So we are just in the very early stages. So these are all things, like age of the roof is another factor that could delay someone from going solar. So when we meet with someone, if someone says, hey, our roof is going to need to be replaced in the next 5 years, then I say, hey, you need to replace your roof before you go solar.
Sure.
Because the cost, there's a lot of incentive money out there to go solar. There's zero incentive money to take solar panels off a roof. So you're going to re-roof and put them back on.
Yeah, so that's just straight out of pocket.
It's the same concept in residential.
Yeah, right?
The solar company comes out and inspects the homeowner's roof. If the roof is not in good enough condition, they'll let them know, and then you have to replace the roof before the solar goes on.
And let's talk about residential real quick. So in residential, I've heard that the solar companies will even help set up a finance program that covers your roof cost and covers your solar cost, kind of one bundle, one payment. The buyback is 10 to 12 years if the homeowner stays there, whatever that looks like. Is there an incentive for commercial? There can't be. I mean, well, okay, I don't know.
Yes. So I'm going to put on my Nelnet hat for a minute.
Deal.
So Nelnet started off in banking, moved into student loans, got into tax equity. From there, they got into solar. So we always have to say that we don't give tax advice, legal advice, things like that. And so the whole area of, can your roof costs be included into the solar project? Our position is that we're not going to get involved in that.
Got it.
If other companies want to say that that can be done, that's their decision. Sure. That's not how.
And some are bait and switch. Some are. I mean, you mentioned shady companies. There's companies out there all over the place that will write any kind of document, whether or not it's good, as far as you could throw it or light it on fire. That's nevertheless.
Well, I want to ask you guys, you own your company, Dave. You own your company, Jeremy. You don't have 50,000 square foot.
I don't.
Your facilities.
No, but I was thinking, that's huge.
What it would it huge. Do if your electric costs went up 15 to 20%? Because that's what...
I mean, any cost that goes up 10, 15, 20%, you're looking at it. You got to shop it. You got to try to figure it out because
you got to pass
that's
it on.
Well, you don't want to.
You don't want to.
You don't want to.
But you're not going to. It's like a tariff, right? Oh, yeah, tariff to the country that
all right, let's not go into tariffs.
The end user is going to get the brunt of that
of course.
Fee because you have to pass it on. You don't have 19, 20% profit margins. It'd be nice if you did, right?
But
you don't. It's 5 to 7% if you're lucky.
At best.
At best. So what are you as business owners going to be looking at? Are there any tax credits for these business owners that are going to be looking at these massive investments to put in these systems to offset some of these 15 to 20% increases, Eric?
Yeah, right now, 100% of your solar investment is going to be recovered through incentives, tax credits, state incentives, and you'll recover all of that within the first 3 to 4 years.
Wow.
And if you had a battery, you're probably looking at recovering everything between 2 and 3 years.
Okay, stop. Okay.
That's wild.
So, what?
Yeah.
So,
assuming you don't need a new roof. Can we just put that little disclaimer in there?
So, assuming you don't need a new roof, we got a guy, Barry, who I have to say, and if you qualify, okay, remember that?
Yeah, I remember that one.
And if you start firing.
That's okay.
Okay, Barry, I got you covered. NFT's companies qualify, Okay, the payback's 4 years with all the incentives and all the incentivization. And, well, I guess that would be incentives
as
well.
That's a good
another
one.
Variation. But it's 4 years, five years.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess if you think about it, we're talking about increases too. So that's looking at today's model. Right. But what, 2 years from now, ComEd could come out and say, hey, we got another 15% increase. Another year from now, they could say, hey, we got another increase. So that buyback is going to be even greater and faster.
Couldn't the IRS also change the tax incentives?
Yeah. So I think you need to, I think your point's exciting. Like, hey, savings could be even better, recover your investment faster. But these incentives aren't meant to be around forever.
No.
So you kind of have to look at it like, I think...
Get it while you can.
Yeah, strike while the iron's hot, right? So if I'm a business owner that has a building, they should be reaching out to you immediately. I mean, chances are you're not going to sign anything before December 31st, but have a program that's in place that's setting up... Because there is planning. How long from the initial call, like, hey, Eric, I'm excited about this, this sounds good, to actually boots on the ground and we have a system in place? Like, what is that cycle for you to walk me through that?
Yeah, I'm going
to
break it up into segments. First will be the sales process, which is going to be, if someone calls me today, if things go really fast, I've seen things get wrapped up in 6 months.
Okay.
But most businesses takes a little bit longer.
You
most
got a board.
People have never made a solar decision before. They got to do their due diligence, probably about a year for a larger commercial company.
Okay.
And then the installation process from the day a contract signed to the day a system gets energized. Again, like medium projects, maybe a year. Larger projects, maybe a year and a half.
Do business owners have to do anything with their electrical system in order to handle this? Like upgrade? I mean, that would be a big surprise. Like some of these buildings are 50, 60 years old. Can this new technology even handle their old systems?
In every case, every building can handle solar. We make sure through our due diligence that we address all of those issues and build that into the cost.
Got it. So it's safe, right? Safe. I'd imagine so. Okay.
Your typical high school nowadays.
Yeah.
It's at least 50,000 square. Size of buildings is not my strength here. Financing them, yes. But size of them, I have no idea. But I'm thinking Glenbrook North. It's a gigantic, where my kids go to school, huge physical plant. And it drives me crazy. Every time I see my real estate bill, the amount of money that goes towards District 27 and District 205, I think, 225, whatever it is, right? Okay, great. We've got great schools. Northbrook teachers are great. Everything's great. But the amount of money to run that physical plant is got to be enormous.
Yeah. Have you seen schools adapt this policy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And what's the savings and what's the payback?
Well, so a high school...
If you don't get closer to the mic, I'm going to smack you in the head.
Probably a high school is using maybe... spending like $250,000 to $500,000 a year in electricity.
Oh, my God! That's
now you know where your money goes.
Well, sure.
Okay. So I've got two high schools in my district. I've got...
Million bucks.
I've got a junior high Wood Oaks.
I'm sure there's a stadium.
And I've got Hickory Hill. No, we don't have a stadium. Yeah, we have a football stadium.
Okay,
It's not like a crazy football stadium. But $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the payback?
Municipalities and schools and things like that don't get the depreciation because they're already tax exempt. So their payback probably would be another year to the payback.
Oh, okay. 5 years instead of four.
And that payback is for the taxpayers.
Yes.
Question mark. Oh, I mean, they probably won't give us the same. They're not going to be like, hey, your taxes are lower because we installed solar. They're probably going to take that money and reallocate it.
There's no reverse referendum.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, there's that tongue
next
thing again.
Board meeting. Yeah. Can I get some information on that?
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Right, phone number for our list. We got to hit the news.
847.
I'm sweating.
894-0640.